Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. About to have a great visit with our good friend Joanna Brandy. Joanna is an original member of the Brain Trust. She joined me for the first time in January of 1998, in the last century, in the previous millennia. Two decades ago, almost in two decades in the past, and has been a great resource for us all these years. She's helped us in so many ways, learning how to keep our world ordered, especially the world we have with customers. And she's the author of a number of books, including Winning at Customer Attention, including 54 Ways to Stay Positive. And she's one of our favorite people. Joanna Brandy, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been 13 years. Can you believe it?
No, I can't, actually. It seems like it was almost yesterday.
You know, I remember how I found you. I still remember, you know, the Internet. As you know, the Internet was pretty rudimentary in
those
days.
It was really young when you think about it, 13 years ago, wasn't it?
It was a baby. And by the way, the month you started working with us as in the Brain Trust, helped us found the Brain Trust, that was also the month that I started broadcasting, I should say simulcasting, on the Internet. And that was a pretty early thing to do back in those days.
It was such a strange thing. I remember, you know, when you told me about it, it was even hard for me to understand. You know,
right.
We were going to be in drive time, and then we were also going to be on the Internet at the
right.
same time. It really was. You are a pioneer.
Well, you know, I just looked around and said, I think this is where things are going. But you know, Joanna, one of the things that you've been doing over the years that we've benefited from is the way you stay positive and the way you help other people focus on being positive. And I promise you, I have benefited. Me being here after 13 years has benefited from your message. And I know it has. My audience has received the same benefit from it. You've been doing a lot of work in what you call positive leadership lately. I'd like for you to talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, I have been. And, you know, everything that I do has really been an outgrowth of customer loyalty. All of the years, I've been doing what I'm doing for 20 years. And all of the work that I did in helping companies understand how to take better care of their customers, how to create more value for their customers, between working in companies as a consultant and writing, all of a sudden, you know, you begin to notice patterns.
Right.
And the companies that most effortlessly take care of customers and do it with passion and caring, there's always a leader in the organization that has a particular type of attitude. And there's always a leader in the organization that has I would call it a particular type of generosity. And there's always a culture in the organization that's appreciative. And, you know, I began noticing things, and I got an interest in starting to teach it. So my first seminars were called Managing to Thrive. My first seminars for managers, and they were based on the people that I had met in companies that did a fantastic job of taking care of their customers. And then, as you know, a few years ago, I became a happiness coach and started
right.
studying positive psychology. And the more I studied that, the more I began to realize that was the key, that really was the key. So I developed workshops on positive leadership. And it's interesting. I think I probably need a new name for them, because people think that I'm talking about positive leadership versus negative leadership,
right.
but I'm not. The word positive actually comes from the fact that the principles in there started out in the field of positive psychology. And it's a very, and for some people it comes natural, but the way I teach it, it's an intentional style of leadership where you are, you know, intentionally going into that office or that plant or that store every day with the intention to create more positive emotion, to create more positive capacity. Because truly, the only way that employees can consistently create positive experiences for the customers is if they're fed by that kind of positivity.
So do you think focusing on being positive has a little more of an ROI ring, a little less of a touchy-feely ring than going in trying to make everybody happy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I do find that I get some pushback on the happy word. Yeah. Well, I actually put up a landing page called Return on Happiness, because I want people to understand why I use that word, why I use that word boldly, and what it means. And I have a little, your readers could actually text the word happiness to 90210, and they'll get to that little manifesto.
90210.
Just text happiness to 90210. It's easy to remember. But there is a return on happiness, and I've been very pleased lately because the CEO of Zappos, as I'm sure you have read about, it's impossible not to read about him, Tony Hsieh, is actually using happiness as a business model.
Wow.
And there are bottom.
But when you think about though, isn't that kind of a presumptuous thing? I mean, what are the chances that I could actually make somebody happy? You know what I mean? That's a tall order, isn't it?
It is. And when we shift the word happiness and do Fairly On in the workshop, we talk about Marty Seligman, who's the founding father of positive psychology, really talks about what he calls authentic happiness, and there are three faces to it. One is pleasure, one is engagement, and the other is meaning. So when you really think about it, those three things can happen at work. You can have a pleasurable time because you like the people that you work with and you're having a good time. You can be engaged because you are challenged and you get to use your strengths. The core basics of positive leadership is your ability to use your strengths. Mm-hmm. So when you come to work, you have the opportunity to be the best.
If you're having a tough time in your life, if you've got some baggage from times past, there's no reason why your work environment can't sort of take you away from that for a little while.
Well, actually, I know many people, myself included, that when going through hard times, really see work as a relief because it gives you the opportunity to focus your attention on something else.
Small business owners know all about that, don't they?
Well, they do. It's a challenge for small business owners because number one, they're small and so much focus is put on them. But it really is a matter of being able to use your mind in such a way that you shift your attention from the things that aren't going well in your life to the things that are. You said earlier you were proud of yourself, but I think you used the word obnoxious when you said that. And you made me a little sad to hear that because our ability to be proud of ourselves is very important. I keep a small leather-bound journal in my office, and every Friday I take it out. And I write down the things that I did that week that I was proud of, I need to acknowledge myself for.
Well, the obnoxious thing was what I call a fair warning, but the proud of myself thing. I mean, I'd like to be a little bit of an example for other folks. I think it's okay to stop and to think about yourself if you've accomplished a milestone. Hang in there, Joanna. We're going to be right back, folks, with Joanna Brandy. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.